Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Wednesday afternoon. And with that, the good doctor arrives. Dr. Ben Carson, Professor Emeritus of Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University and a Washington Times columnist. Hello, Dr. Ben. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well, thanks.
All right, well, good. I read your column, Why Those in Power Should Act Like Adults, and it starts with you telling the story of being a lowly ROTC cadet, or at least being treated as a lowly ROTC cadet. Explain.
Well, you know, I had joined the ROTC kind of late. My brother and another cadet were in competition to become the company commander. And my brother won, and, you know, he was still several ranks over me, so he decided to take it out on me. you know, I really excelled in ROTC and actually wound up attaining the top spot in the city of Detroit. So he was now under my command, even though he was an officer at that time. And, you know, I could have extracted significant... you know, concessions from him, done all kinds of things, but I decided not to. I decided to be nice and gave him some responsibility. He turned out to be a wonderful officer and turned out to be a big help to me. And my lesson in that is that, you know, we should always try to be nice to people and give them an opportunity and not sort of act like they were acting to us.
Yeah.
And it can make a big difference.
Yeah, you know, I got to confess, when I was reading reading your piece, I said, you know, that guy'd still be cleaning commodes if it were me.
Well, that is the tendency, but you know, my point really is, you know, we right now have this back and forth cycle, and you know, we swing from left to right, back to left. And we're not making any progress.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, we all feel that we have to do what they did to us. And, you know, at some point, someone just has to be mature enough to say, you know what, forget about all that stuff
in
the past. What are the problems? Because, you know, you look at the problems that we're facing right now as a nation. A $17.5 trillion debt. The only reason we can sustain that is because we print money. We're the basis of the international currency system. If Greece were, they could print money and they wouldn't be in trouble either. But we may not always be. In fact, there are a number of nations who want to remove us because they say we're irresponsible, and they're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suppose that were to happen. We would become a third world nation overnight. You know, that's just one of the problems. We have so many problems that are under the surface that people don't know about because they're not well-read anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're going to have to do is get this information out, because there's a faction of our society that is perfectly content that most people don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they can be easily manipulated that way.
Yeah. You know, you talk about immature behavior and that we should all act like adults, but I got to admit, you know, we have a president that acts like a child sometimes and does things that, you know, obviously upset the apple cart. I mean, look at him bypassing Congress and going with the whole executive order plan. How many times has he done that? And the severity of what he does in those orders is of grave concern to me.
Well, he clearly is not our example. He's a poster child for what we shouldn't be doing. And, you know, it's very sad that it has turned out that way, but he shows us what happens when you adopt that type of childish ideological attitude, when you decide that my way or the highway, and my group is the most important group, and it really doesn't matter what your group thinks. You know, how in the world were we naive enough to elect someone like that? You know?
not once, but twice.
Twice. And, of course, the answer to that is we also have a very immature media, a media that does not recognize its responsibility to the people and to their freedom. Once the media begins to take sides, it gives license to the side that it took to ignore the rules, to do whatever they want to do. mm-hmm. and not be challenged. And at some point they'll wake up, but, you know, unless the people take this into their own hands, it may be too late before the media wakes up.
Yeah. You predict a change coming in November, don't you?
I do, because, you know, as I travel around all over the country, and, you know, last night whereas I was in Tennessee, you know, standing room only crowd, incredibly enthusiastic. As I talked about the principles that made us into a great nation, I talked about our Judeo-Christian principles. I talked about what true compassion is. True compassion is not keeping people dependent. It's creating a mechanism so that they can rise. You know, these are the things that characterize a vibrant America that quickly rose to the pinnacle of the world. You know, I talked about true leadership. You know, I even got into issues like national defense and why it's important to have a strong national defense. Even if you don't use the weaponry, we need to be developing new kinds of weapons. We need to develop new types of shields, and we don't need to be telling everybody what we have.
Yeah. How do you like that the other day? You know, we get the announcement to the world that, hey, we're cutting way back. We don't need this strong military anymore. I mean, it's frightening. It really is.
Sometimes it almost seems like we're trying to destroy ourselves.
I know. You talk about, us getting away from the days where, you know, friends and neighbors discussed politics, you know, and I don't mean yelling at one another like I used to do right. with my uncle, but, you know, and the Iowa caucuses come to mind where people show up at others' homes and they discuss it, you know, seriously. We need to sort of get back to that, don't we?
We need to do that on a national basis. And, you know, that's one of the main themes of my new book that's coming out in May called One Nation. Getting people to go out and start having discussions. You know, political correctness says don't talk to anybody. You can't talk about this. You can't talk about that. That's exactly the opposite of what needs to be done. In the pre-revolutionary days, people got together. They talked about what kind of nation they wanted to have. What did they want to pass on to their children and to their grandchildren? They encouraged each other. And by getting that kind of strength and courage, a bunch of ragtag militiamen were able to defeat the most powerful empire on earth.
Mm-hmm. Folks, if you haven't read Dr. Ben Carson's piece in today's Washington Times, you need to do it. It's called Why Those in Power Should Act Like Adults. And I'm going to try to act like an adult for the rest of the show, but I can't guarantee anything, Ben. So.
Andy.
We'll talk next week. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Dr. Ben Carson. Good guy. I got a funny feeling he's really enjoying the speaking circuit. He's been all over the country here lately, and you kind of get the impression he loves seeing the crowds and interacting with those folks, and good for him. And I'm pleased to hear that his book is coming out in May, and I have to put that on my list of things that I'll have to purchase. Actually, hopefully Ben will give me one, but well, maybe not, you know. Yeah, probably end up having to go out and buy it again like I always do. Anyway. All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Washington Times editor John Solomon will be along. We've got a front page story on the in the Times today about the FBI having a source close to bin Laden.